listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt.
Howdy, friends.
Matt, can you believe this is our last episode of season four? It's almost time to take our summer break!
So wild! It seems like this season has lasted forever. I can't believe we made it through the entire Old Testament. We got to talk about some of my favorite Bible stories this season.
Me too. Starting with Naomi and Ruth, we covered the story and history of God's chosen people, the Israelites, as they settled in the Promised Land and became a nation unto themselves.
Hey, Julie.
Why do I feel a joke coming on?
Speaking of Naomi and Ruth, what kind of man was Boaz before he got married?
No idea, Matt.
He was ruthless. Get it? He was ruthless.
Nice, Matt. So, hey, what was your favorite story from this season?
I gotta go with Elijah's showdown with the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. Talk about an action-packed story.
Good choice. That story is pretty epic. I can't imagine what it must have been like to witness the moment when God showed up and answered Elijah's prayer by burning up the altar and sacrificed with a fireball from heaven.
Yeah,
so
pretty
cool.
Awesome. What about you? What was your favorite story from the season?
I think I gotta go with God using Esther to save his people. Esther, I mean, she was so brave, Matt, and she risked her life to save her fellow Israelites, like, from death.
An amazing woman of faith, for sure. And what about all those awesome guests we had this season?
Let's see, shepherds, a blacksmith, soldier, even our friend Guy, the wild zookeeper. We had so much fun learning from our friends.
We did. You know what would be fun? If we could hear from some of our listeners, I would love to know what their favorite stories and guests were from the season.
Great idea, Matt. Let's ask some of them and see what they loved about season four of God's Big Story. What was your favorite Old Testament story from season four and why?
Season four, it's about God.
I like learning about Noah. I like hearing about the floods and Abraham and most of it. I haven't finished the Old Testament, but I like all the stories I've heard so far.
Esther.
When he made a miracle.
Which guest from season four would you like to spend a whole day with?
Jesus.
Peter.
Joseph.
Chloe.
Jonah.
God.
What's one thing you learned about God from the stories you heard in season four?
That is God's true word.
When God made everything.
That he knows what is best.
He's creator.
He made everything.
If you have trouble, you can pray.
If you got picked to be a guest host on God's Big Story, which Bible story would you pick to talk about?
A dark night in the garden.
Can it be like any of them from the Bible?
Anything.
Probably John.
Noah.
Can you remember, and are you brave enough to sing any of the songs you learned from God's Big Story?
I basically like all of them.
God is good, always good. God is forever good.
That's a great song. We love it.
Thank you, God, for everything. With our voices we will sing. You are God, Father, Spirit, Son.
It is so good to hear from our listeners, and we want to thank you for listening to us as we read, sing, and talk about God's Word every week. Speaking of reading God's Word, Did you print off our Bible tracker and use it to challenge yourself to read the Bible every week? We hope it helped and made getting into God's big book even more fun.
That's right. And for our story today, we're going to review all the stories from season 4 and talk about how they all make up one big story about one big God. And just like every episode, our stories today come from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It's from God and about God, and it is true. Let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand His word. Dear God, thank you for your word. And thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. Amen.
Okay, everyone, buckle up, because here we go. On the first episode of this season, we went back in time and visited with Ruth, who taught us all about barley. And we learned about God's faithfulness and provision, and that He took care of Naomi and Ruth after they left their home and settled in Bethlehem. We barely spent any time talking with Ruth, but I'll never forget it.
Should I expect more of these corny dad jokes, Matt? Because that one was painful.
You betcha. I mean, like they say, no pain, no grain.
Oh, man, this is going to be a long episode. Okay, after we got back from our time traveling trip, on the next episode, we got to hear from our historian friend, Mr. Nathan. He told us all about the significance of the temple and Bible times and why people traveled there for certain holidays. It sure helped us understand and appreciate why Hannah, the mother of Samuel the prophet, prayed so fervently about having a child. And after years of not being able to bear children, she finally did. Her son Samuel would go on to become an important prophet for the people of Israel.
That's right. And Samuel was an important person in the life of the next person we studied from the Old Testament. His name was David, and David spent the early years of his life caring for his father's sheep. And the skills, strength, and wisdom he gained as a shepherd served him later in life when Samuel the prophet, following God's guidance, anointed him the king of Israel.
And you can't talk about David without mentioning that time he took down a giant! Before David became king, he showed the nation of Israel how brave and full of faith he was when he stood up to Goliath. Everyone watched as the Lord protected David in battle and guided his slingshot and that smooth stone right to its target.
Love that story. Well, after our stories about David, we learned about a prophet named Elijah.
Matt, your favorite story from this season.
Yes, I love this story. It's on fire. After King David's reign, the people of God had some not so good kings. One of them, King Ahab, allowed false idols and their prophets to influence the people of Israel. But one of God's prophets, a man named Elijah, wasn't going to stand for it.
So one day, Elijah challenged all of the false prophets to a showdown on Mount Carmel. The false prophets built an altar to their god Baal and asked him to burn it up. After a whole day of praying and crying out to their false god, nothing happened. When Elijah stepped up to the plate and prayed for the true God of Israel to show up, he did. Fire fell from heaven and burned up the sacrifice and the altar.
Yeah, and with help from our good friend Wade the blacksmith, we learned that an idol can be anything we love and trust more than God. You know, that reminds me of our next story. It was about a woman who had a lot of trust in God. Her name was Esther, and God used her to save his people from certain death.
That's right, my favorite story from this season. You see, Esther was chosen to be queen, and one day she learned of a plan to kill God's people. She knew that God had made her queen so she could ask the king to stop the evil plan and protect the Israelites. It was a scary thing to ask something of the king, but Esther was determined, and God allowed her request to be heard, and the king said yes. Thanks to Esther, God's people were saved. Speaking of saving, our next two stories are two amazing stories of rescue.
Mm-hmm. After years of disobeying God and worshiping idols, God allowed his people to be defeated by another nation. Sadly, some of the Israelites were taken captive and had to leave the promised land and go into the land of their captors. Most of them ended up ignoring God's laws about worshiping other gods. But a few faithful Israelites kept his commands, and this got them into some trouble.
Three of these faithful men were called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. On the count of three, say Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. One, two, three.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Great job. And they refused to bow and worship a huge statue of their foreign king and really took some heat for it. Their act of disobedience found them tossed into a fiery furnace where they should have died. But God intervened and didn't let one single hair on their heads get burnt.
Now Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had a friend named Daniel, and he also kept God's commands and worshiped him while in a foreign land. One day, while he was praying to God, he got arrested by some evil men who made it a crime to pray to the one true God. And as punishment for his crime, Daniel was tossed into a pit with some scary, hungry lions.
Yikes! Daniel spent all night in the pit, and the next morning, the king checked on Daniel, expecting him to be eaten up by the hungry lions. But Daniel was alive! God had protected him and kept the lions from hurting him.
And our good friend, Guy, the zookeeper, taught us all about lions and stuck around for the next episode because that story had to do with another big animal. It was a story of Jonah and the big fish. Now, Jonah was a prophet, just like Samuel and Elijah. Do you remember what a prophet is? Yeah, a prophet is someone who speaks for God.
Now, God told Jonah to go to a certain city and speak to its people about loving him. But Jonah did not want to go. Instead, he disobeyed God and jumped on a ship headed in the opposite direction. The ship encountered a huge storm, and the sailors ended up throwing Jonah overboard to stop the storm and save the ship from sinking. Next, a huge fish sent by God swallowed Jonah up, and he spent 3 days in its belly before it spit him up onto dry ground. After all of that, Jonah obeyed God and went to the city to give the people the message God had given him.
Now, God sent many different prophets to his people, the Israelites, because God wanted to talk with them. And guess what? God wants to talk with us too. That's what the Bible is. The Bible is God's true word, his message to us so we can know, love, trust, and obey him because God wants to talk with us even though we're sinners. That's why he sent Jesus.
And just like the Israelites, we are all born with hearts that are sick with sin. And we know sin separates us from God forever. But God sent his son Jesus to live a perfect life. And Jesus never sinned. Jesus died on the cross to take the punishment for our sins and came back to life 1, 2, 3 days later so that everyone who loves and trusts him can get a new, healthy heart and be with God forever. God wants to talk with us about Jesus and save us from our sin.
You just heard God's word. Now let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it
5 Second Fly-Through Review. Our friend, producer Brad, is joining the show to play our game with us. So tell us how to play, Brad.
All right. We're going to ask you 5 questions. You'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, let's shout out our answers together and see if you got it right.
Okay, everyone. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Okay, question number one. Who left her own country and followed her mother-in-law, Naomi, to Israel?
Ruth!
Question number two. Who grew up as a shepherd, defeated a giant in battle, and would eventually become a king of Israel?
David!
Question number three. Who used her position as queen to stop an evil plot and save God's people?
Esther!
Question number four. Which prophet did God use to show the prophets of Baal who the true God is?
Elijah!
Question number five. What faithful 3 friends did God save from the fiery furnace?
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Last question. Question number 6. Which prophet spent 3 days in the belly of a big fish because he refused to obey God?
Jonah. How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, we hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, practice learning our 40 events of the Bible.
And here's a song to help you. Be sure to listen for the parts that we covered in season 4.
Creation, fall, promise, flood, tower of Babel, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, slaves in Egypt, Moses, Red Sea, wilderness, Jordan River, Joshua, conquest of the promised land, Judges, Samuel the prophet, King Saul, King David, King Solomon, kingdom split, prophets speak, Israel conquered by Syria, Judah conquered by Babylon, exiles returned, temple rebuilt, 400 years of silence, Jesus is born, lives a perfect life, disciples follow Jesus, dies on the cross, buried in a tomb, Jesus is resurrected, ascends to heaven, Holy Spirit comes, the gospel is shared to all the earth, the church waits, Jesus returns, the kingdom of God forever.
Thanks for listening to this season of God's Big Story. Today's stories were just some of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God. We hope you'll tune in for season 5 of God's Big Story coming this fall. We'll be talking all about the fruit of the Spirit.
If you'd like to read more, you can turn to any story in the Old Testament and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description or visit tbcresources.net.
Tune in next season to God's Big Story. We'll see you again soon.
Bye.